All righty, we are back with Dr. Debbie Cruz, and we're talking about playing better than your best. How many of you have wanted to do that, to play better than your best, whether you're mediocre or very good, playing better than your best? How do they go about doing it? What are some of those attributes, Dr. Cruz?
Well, good thing you asked, Carl. It's been fun to kind of read up and experience some of these people and test some of these people. And, you know, they love to lead, number one. They are not afraid to be out in front and lead. And I don't think they were all born that way. I think some of them learned to get in that place. It's easy to be the underdog and come from behind, but to really excel, we want to get out and lead and stay there. And they're always moving forward. Their vision is always on where they're going, not where they've been. And they have this amazing ability to never lose sight of where they're going. They have what we call an approach mindset, and we can measure that in the brain, where, once again, they're moving towards what they want. So they always want to have that out in front of them, not what they don't want, which is the avoid mindset. And that helps them achieve their greatness. They have a very strong intuition. We know that about coaches, teachers, and players. But not only are they very intuitive or they go with their gut, they have the courage to do it. So that's a really unique characteristic, even when it defies logic. That, you know, selecting that club that maybe doesn't make sense by the numbers, but feels right in your hands, and they have the courage to use it. They tend to be, of course, as we know, very resilient, but relationships and connectedness are really important to these players. They, whatever the sport, actually, they can connect to that target. They have good relationships with people. They know how to manage them. They have good relationships with their golf clubs and their golf balls. Those are all important. And so those are some of the more common characteristics, Carl.
That is so fascinating. You said that they have a good relationship with their golf equipment.
That's right. If you've got a member in that bag that's not responding too well these days, you might want to take it out, you know, for a round or two. And oftentimes if it sits out for a round or two, it'll come back and be just fine, kind of like a basketball team, you know. If they're not doing so good today, we just kind of sit them out and they'll come back and be fine.
That is interesting. And so one of the things that these great golfers learn is how to determine, basically, okay, which club can I count on to do what I need to do right now?
Right. And, I mean, their degree of feel is so fine, especially those players this week. Their sensitivity, better than any machine could even approach, you know. And I've heard stories from players where, you know, the golf manufacturer replaces a club with exactly the same specs, and the players will come back and say, it doesn't feel the same, it doesn't feel the same. And the equipment people will say, well, we made it exactly the same as your last one. And I remember one LPGA player that was a little tiny chip out of the sweet spot of the face, and she knew it, and they went back and looked at it, sure enough. There was a little chip, and she could feel the difference.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So, Dr. Cruz, you all have come up, and I'm saying you, with some of your team members, have come up with ways to help people play better than their best. And they've
right.
got to have these attributes. They've got to be leaders, whether they're born that way, learn how to lead, some combination. They got to always be moving forward as they think ahead. They've got to be resilient, etc. But along with that, you're able to add some science to the equation.
Yeah, a lot of it, you know, comes from science and kind of learning what these characteristics might be. But you know, to approach this better than your best. One of the fascinating things that came from the research was when you do studies on goals, and these are from long ago, you'll have people make short-term, intermediate, long-term goals, and they'll test all of these. And then one of the ones we often throw in there is do your best goal. And do your best goals are actually the worst in terms of creating good performance. So that's where, you know, better than your best kind of came from, is you want to put something out there in front of you for you to go after, and then if you can compartmentalize all the steps along the way in terms of your practice, your preparation, you know, your workouts, but everything kind of has its own compartment. These players are really good at that, and they, when they're in a compartment, they're working on just that aspect of it, and they have great imagery. They can imagine things and use their imagery to be able to manage just about anything that can come up out there on the golf course, because it only matters how it is in your mind. You know, reality is one thing, but if you can make it a certain way in your mind that allows you to perform, you can still perform.
That is amazing. So it really is a mental game.
Very much so. Very much so. And risk, you know, especially the players this week, it's important to them. They care a lot about how they perform, but oftentimes it's that degree of risk that actually helps them get into what we call the zone, or that great place of heightened awareness where everything works beautifully on its own and we don't have to work at it. And so, you know, these players know how to use that risk or to actually propel themselves right into that great place of performance.
So what role does rest play in all of that?
Rest?
Yes, ma'am.
Rest is an important one. You know, I'm sure they had a very important schedule getting ready for this week, but I'm assuming that rest was a part of it, because they'll want to be at their peak for this tournament. So, you know, just like in your more physical sports, it's very important. And that downtime that you have, the quiet time, the restful time, is what's allowing your system to put everything together, all the energy it's going to need to play this tournament and, you know, finish those last three holes every day and finish the last 2 days of the tournament. But rest is a very important part of training.
Okay. And, you know, I mentioned that you've been able to really mix science with this whole matter of people playing better than their best, because science is so involved. And really, I said science, I should have been saying technology, because you actually have some software that can help people.
That's right. Thanks, Carl. We do. We put together a neurofeedback system to train people to be better than their best. And what it does, it was built, once again, from performance backwards. In other words, we studied the great performance, saw what the brain patterns are, and then put together a program to train them to get there. So what we're training is really a skill that allows their whole brain to come into synchrony or balance. And so, once again, it doesn't matter if, you know, the activity is low, they're just playing with their friends or practicing a little bit, or if, you know, it's the most important round of their life and it's very important to them. If they have the skill of being able to create balance in their brain, they're going to create balance in their body and a very great swing and better than their best performance.
That's awesome. Well, Dr. Cruz, I know that we're going to have a lot more golfing down the road, not just at the Masters, but I mean even beyond.
Right.
People are playing golf all year round. And you are really providing some services that can help people throughout the year with the game, and not just golf. We're focusing on golf today simply because we know that this is Masters Week. But as you shared with us before, it could be about the game of football. It could be about the game of volleyball and a number of games. Would you share with people again how they can get in touch with your company and take advantage of some of the services that you all provide that help people up their game?
Sure, Carl. That'd be great. It's our website is Opti, O-P-T-I, international, all one word, .com. And Opti is optimal performance through integration, because as you integrate all these signals, all these measures in your system, you're going to perform great. And we do have some seminars up there, and our products are up there as well, Carl. And people can certainly contact us if they have any questions about any of it.
Great. And would you give them that website one more time?
Yeah, optiinternational.com, OPTIinternational.com.
Outstanding. Dr. Cruz, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this very significant game and at a very significant time of the year for the game.
Yes, thanks, Carl, and you have a great week there in Augusta.
Thank you so much. Y'all stay with me.
All right.
I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.